About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. Now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. If you'd like to call and play, the number is 800-520-1067, and we are going to relive some memories, some of them probably very scarring, traumatic, things that happened to us in school. Look back, we found out a few weeks ago during a Showtime bonus podcast that Jake looks back on his school with some pretty negative memories. He doesn't remember school being fun for him because he didn't really feel like he fit in, didn't feel like he really belonged. Allie was kind of the teacher's pet sort of situation.
No, I wasn't.
I thought you were like, give us homework and stuff like that.
No, you always say that, and I tell you it's not true, and you don't listen to me.
I'm pretty sure, Allie. Do you guys, who's with me? Didn't Allie used to say
nope.
She would always say, tell the teacher?
That's how I remember it.
All right.
And then you followed, fine. And then you followed the teacher home because you wanted to do her, yeah. The softball coach?
I did follow my teacher home.
Yeah.
Well, I followed her halfway home, and she wasn't my softball coach.
Well, regardless.
Because I didn't play softball.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Let's be honest. One of us is telling the story right, and it's this guy. Okay?
Okay.
So we all had things that happened to us in school. I've got stories here from Allie, me.
Do you?
Jake. Oh, I wrote Allie's story, okay. So I
is
think
that's
Fat
Allie, though?
It's Fat Allie.
Okay.
Omar. Well, Allie.
I watched the video yesterday of her performing the
National Anthem. Yes.
Dude, you've lost so much weight, Allie.
What?
Well, that was it. You know,
I was fatter then.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the video.
When Allie performed the national anthem, that was at a. So someone reached out to us and they said that Allie apparently performed the national anthem at a 4-year-old's birthday party.
I was much bigger.
They just notified us that same child is turning 8 years old.
No way.
And so I'm going to eat her.
And Allie's going to eat her. Allie's just been waiting until she was plump enough. She was just slowly plumping
her
up.
She's finally ripe.
So we've got stories from Allie, myself, Jake, Omar, Johnny, and Vanessa. The sad thing about it is we've all submitted multiple stories. Jake has submitted only one. He's got one story of his entire schooling that he was able to share.
Is that just one that you wanted to share, Jake, or you just felt...
This is the same story over and over again.
So we will get into this once again. If you've been paying attention to the show at all, maybe you have an inkling as to who this happened to, or you're just going to take a shot in the dark. Regardless, if you'd like to play the game, up for grabs. We're going to send you up to Big Bear. You can pay some respects for Jackie. We salute you. Also, you will get to go to the MX Grand Prix in Big Bear with 4 tickets. So that's something cool, and that is coming your way if you are able to successfully identify which story happened to which one of us. Corey in Riverside, we'll start with you. And the first story, as we were celebrating stuff that happened to us while we were in school, this person was dropped on their head by their team Johnny. During an assembly performance. You say Johnny.
Yeah, right off the back.
All right, Johnny, were you dropped on your head in school?
Now, I want you to think about this one really quick. I'm a big-ass dude. I'm 6'4". I weigh 200 pounds. I don't know who would be carrying me in a high school.
Right.
Think about that one more time and give a guess.
Now, he gave a guess. He said you. And shockingly, Johnny probably has had a lot of head trauma based on most of the things he says out loud.
But probably when he was younger.
Or probably, yeah, when he was much younger. And this is schooling. Who on the show was dropped on their head in front of their entire school?
It was me, and it was embarrassing.
Oh, Vanessa, who dropped you on your head?
It was during cheer, performing at an assembly for who knows what, homecoming, I don't remember. And literally,
because of the head injury?
I don't remember because I was in a coma.
They test me up, and then my bases literally just like... split. It was like on purpose, and I was like, whoa, I did not know I was hated by these girls, because what the hell was that?
They threw you up in cheer like they do with the cheerleaders, and then they decided instead of even attempting to catch you, they would just step away and let you hit the ground?
Yes, it was wild. Whoa.
Was there a
video?
So mad. What?
Is a video exist of this?
No, it was back in the day, so no video during school.
Oh, man.
There was no video then?
I wish.
There's definitely
not that old.
Yeah, someone was holding a video camera.
We didn't have cameras on our phones.
Was there a map or a mat underneath you?
No, it was a performance.
So it was just the hard gymnasium floor?
Yes.
And then
I was like, wow, I can't believe, and like, I didn't even cry. I was just like, this just happened in front of people. How embarrassing.
Did the place laugh? Did a lot of people laugh?
some people, it was just like,
yeah,
like that loud
shock.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa, you little bae.
Okay.
You couldn't say bitch.
She couldn't say because she could figure out how to
talk. Did you find anybody?
I can't believe this girl. She straight up was like,
she lost her speech.
Did you find anybody afterwards? Like,
I
track him down?
My coach really got like pissed and she's like, you don't do that. Da-da-da-da. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened. They should have killed you.
Crazy.
This was a targeted cheerleader attack where they said, we'll throw Vanessa up and then instead of catching her, we'll all step away and let her hit the ground.
Basically what happened.
Dude, they should have been, suspended or expelled or
something. Why didn't they like you? Were you...
I honestly didn't know that they didn't. They probably were jealous or something.
No.
There it is.
All right, we go to...
I don't understand why they would do that.
Susie,
I was nice.
In Redondo, you're next up. This all happened to us in school. It happened in school, to school. This next person. Next person claims that they smoked meth during PE class.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to say Omar?
Hey, why do you automatically assume that? I mean, you're right, but...
We all assume that, by the way. That is a correct guess. Congratulations, Susie. You're going to go to Big Bear. We got tickets for you to go up there. Omar, explain how this was possible.
So there was this weird-ass... so I had PE, but they had this... like farm PE thing with
PE.
Yeah. So they would like
that's
have
racist.
Like they would like plant like they would have plants and I would go across the street and then my buddy had a light bulb and he was like, hey, you want to smoke meth out of this light bulb? And I was like, sure, why not? And I smoked meth during PE.
Is that the first time you had ever done it?
It was my first time, and I had probably was addicted to the meth pipe for about 6 months after that.
Wow. Oh,
yeah,
how old
yeah,
were you?
Yeah. I was probably 15.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably did great in PE.
Yeah. I came in number one all the time.
Yeah.
This guy just ran the 40 in 1 second. It's unbelievable. We've never seen anything like
What's his secret?
I'll never forget it. My buddy Larry, he hooked it up.
So when you got hooked on meth for 6 months, then how did you stop?
I couldn't afford it anymore. Or the supply. Yeah, the supply wasn't there anymore.
And that's when Omar got hooked on Sudafed.
Cool.
Yes.
We say hi to Michael now. Congratulations, Susie. You got yours right. Michael, welcome. This happened to one of us in school. The question is, who did this happen to in school? Listen closely. This person had cyber sex with their own music teacher.
I'm going to guess that's flying?
Well, my music teacher.
That's a great guess.
My music teacher's name was Mr. Kincaid, and he was the guy that was he was missing a finger, so it would have made sense, but no, sadly, no one wanted to have sex with me in high school in any way, shape, or form, even the teachers. That was not me. Who had cyber sex with one of their teachers?
That would be me. Then this was in sixth grade, I believe, when AIM first happened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because me and my friends had discovered AOL Instant Messenger, and yes, we were using it to just talk to each other, but then we were like, let's find all of our teachers and have sex with them. I don't know why that was the next step for us.
You're very very trendy now. It seems like that's going on all over the place.
Yeah.
You were early on that trend.
And we found, I still to this day don't know exactly if it was him, but it was his name. And so we started talking to him.
This guy's Steve 69, and our teacher's name is Steve.
How heavy did it get?
Mr. Pease. It was very graphic.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then it was all, it was like him, supposedly, and then like six of us girls being like, okay, say that you're like totally naked and that you're in a, you know, like we just kept responding.
So you pretended you were just some random.
Like a beautiful 30-year-old woman or something.
Right, got it.
Whatever a 12-year-old girl thinks that a guy at that age wants.
Wow,
and then we had very graphic sex with him, and then we printed out the conversation and put it on the bulletin board at school.
What?
And then somebody took it down, and nothing ever happened. We were like waiting for this ball to drop, and nothing happened.
Man. You printed out the entire transcript. That's so savage at that age too.
We hated him.
Oh, so the plan was it was a takedown. It was like
because he didn't cast me in choir.
Oh really? Oh man, Al, you're so bitter. God, so sad. Yeah, I know. Guy made the best call of his life.
Yeah, right.
Did that guy teacher of the year.
And I had the best sex of his life.
Well, we move on now to Lily. These all technically happened to us in school. All true stories of things that happened in school. And I guess this is a cautionary tale. You ready to go? All right, this next person got suspended for stealing supplies from the school store and then reselling them, the items, to kids during recess at half the price.
That sounds like Klein.
That does sound like Klein.
It was a good scam I had going for a bit. The problem is some of the kids that bought the items from me would go to the school store and then try to return them or exchange them. And the school store is like, hold on, no one ever bought these items, so how do you get them?
So they would pay for them and try and get their full price money back. So they were trying to make money.
Yeah, they had like, I remember there was like some sports teams' pencils, and certain teams were worth, like Lakers' pencils were worth more, and Bulls' pencils, and Celtics, those were like the good teams then. So I would sell them, but then I would convince the other kids that I was trying to unload some crappy Trailblazers' pencils or some other teams no one wanted.
All pencils?
There's a lot of that stuff. It was that was the items that people really wanted. It was like the NBA school supply crap.
Was it hard to steal them? Or you
stealing them was easy because the person that was working the school store didn't really care about that
job.
They
just left the supply closet open.
But the problem was when people went back and tried to trade out, they're like, no one bought any Trailblazers pencils. So where'd you get it? Then they'd accuse those
I would have remembered that.
And then they'd say, bought them from some kid on the playground. And it was a good scam until I got busted. And then it went away.
And how old were you when that was happening?
Probably sixth grade, I want to say.
Wow.
Maybe. So
we were really coming of age then in sixth grade, weren't we? Really showing our colors.
I thought I was going to be a billionaire at that point. I was like, if this keeps going.
I don't even think I understood the concept of money in sixth grade. I didn't think about, like, how can I make money? So that's pretty smart of you.
We give Rob the final chance here, and congratulations already to Susie and Lily. Women, female intuition, proving that they know more about us than everyone else. All right, here we go. This is your next one. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
This person bought a watch with a built-in universal remote control and would turn the TVs on and off in the classroom, fast-forward the videos, and change the channels, freaking out the teachers and everyone in the class. Who would do such a thing?
Oh, wow. That sounds kind of tech-savvy to me, so I'm going to say Omar.
I would have thought this was Omar, too, actually.
But I feel like this is something Jake would find funny.
Omar, it's 'cause it is funny. It's hilarious.
Omar was too busy smoking light bulbs at the time.
Yes,
so,
I'm fucking high, man. Jake was doing actually cool stuff.
So Jake...
this is cool.
Yeah. Wasn't buying a cool watch.
Jake, this was you.
I did all sorts of cool stuff.
His whole life wasn't fast forward.
Yeah, Jake, this was your move?
Yeah, I loved it. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was so funny. You would like, they start a video, you just kind of like yawn, like fake yawn, and then click, turn it off, or fast forward, or anything else. There were a lot of times there were stores, we'd go by stores after closing and turn on all their stuff and put it at full volume. And
wow.
I thought it was hilarious.
So you had friends that you shared this with?
Well, no friends. No friends involved in the story, Allie. The story's
and I go on my way.
It's my best friend called Remote Watch. Hello, best friend.
Aww.
All right, well,
we all have very different
Susie and Lily, you are both correct, and you will get some tickets to go up to Big Bear MX Grand Prix. I'm sure that's why you called to play the game. And if you're heading back to school, just remember, you'll make tons of memories like these.
And tons of money.
And hopefully some better memories as well. We've got a bunch more of these stories, so we'll have to bring that back at some point as back to school time is officially here. It's Klein Alley Show, and this is 106.7 KROQ.